Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And today, in part two, we're going to speak with some of our favorite people. We have the Southwood County YMCA in. First, we have Tracy Vruwink with us. Tracy, always good to see you.
You as well.
Thanks for being here. And we brought a new friend. We have Chrissy Heath with us, a childcare worker over at our Y. Chrissy, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank I appreciate you. The time. Thank you. We haven't gotten a chance to break you in yet here, so appreciate you being here and talk about some of these events we have coming up. Looking forward to that. And we just want to start by thanking our good friends over at Tri-City Services. Connect with them for all your heating, air conditioning, and commercial refrigeration needs. We'll give you the information on how to do that in just a little bit, but a big thank you to Tri-City Services. And a huge thank you to our Southwood County YMCA. You guys are so good at not only listening to the community, but giving the community, things to do and things to look forward to and being a true hub for our community. One of the things that we appreciate is the attention to things like Gift of Warmth. And I think that's a pretty great place to be able to start, Tracy.
Yep. So this started yesterday, actually, and it goes till November 11th. And we are collecting jackets, boots, gently used or brand new, hats, mittens, snow pants, pajamas, anything that can keep a child or an adult warm. You can drop them off in our childcare lobby or in our regular YMCA lobby, and we will drop them off at the Family Center on November 12th.
I'm a big Adidas fan, and I'm not a name brand guy, but I like Adidas a lot. And I remember my son was about, maybe a year old, and you're first starting to get shoes and stuff. I'm like, I'm going to get my kid a pair of Adidas. I spent 30-some bucks on those shoes. Lasted a month. Yep. Like, you just grew out of them so quick before they were even really broken in.
Those are the kinds of things we're looking for.
Yeah, and that's just it. Those are the kind of things that we could really use. We know how quickly kids grow out of stuff and everything, and that stuff is usually gently used or what have you.
Absolutely.
So those are the kind of things we could use. Not so much the things that you wouldn't even wear. Not so much that. Keeping that in mind, because that just, and I bring that up not to sound like dismissive, but so you guys have a lot on your plate already. We don't need clothing and different things that aren't really going to be able to be used. We greatly appreciate this community coming together and bringing these kind of items. When it comes to bringing these items, where should we bring them, Tracy? How can we figure that out?
You can drop them off right at the front desk. There's a box in the lobby. And then in the childcare, you'll have to push the buzzer to let us in. But we have a box in our lobby as well. And then we're just collecting everything. And then we'll drop them off at the Family Center when we get a collection.
You know, and I think it's noteworthy, too, that to people out there, the individuals that need these items are not necessarily what you might think in your head. They're your neighbors. They're your friends. They're your family. They're your coworkers.
Some of the kids in our programs.
Yeah. There's so many people out there that really use these items. And it's a great way to not only reuse these items and have them get some use out of them, but also know that you are doing that in your community. There are strangers out there walking around with the clothes that you were able to donate. And that's a feel good. That's something that you can feel good on throughout the rest of the winter.
Absolutely. And
anything to keep us warm in winter helps. You know, all those little things.
If it ever snows.
Yeah, yes, of course.
But raincoats might be a thing.
It might maybe need more raincoats than winter jackets. We don't know. But we do know that Christmas is coming up quicker than we realize. And you guys were able to land a big get. Now, for us here at Midday Magazine, me and Pam have been trying for years to get Santa on the air. And so when we haven't had luck with that, we're like, well, let's see if we can get the Grinch. You know, let's see if we can get it. With no luck. None. Have not been able to land them. You guys were able to land getting the Grinch to come for breakfast.
Absolutely. So on December 7th, that's the first Saturday, we are going to have breakfast with the Grinch from 8 to 11. And we will be in the Boys and Girls Club side of the YMCA. They've been kind enough to allow us to use their
The area over the kitchen area?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we will have pancakes and sausage. We will have games. We'll have crafts. We can write letters to Santa, and we will drop them off and hope you'll get a response from Santa and, you know, make some of your dreams come true. Mm-hmm. The registration is online at swcymca.org, or you can call the front desk and register. The deadline for that is November 30th. The fee is $10 per YMCA member or Boys and Girls Club member and $15 per non-members. We will just gather, have a good time, have photos taken with the Grinch. Just have fun.
I see Cindy Lou Who is going to be there as well.
Yes,
that's
she
pretty
will.
Cool.
Yes, yeah. She will.
And these are not only it's fun, the pictures part and everything, especially for the parents and kids. As you get older, these pictures will just really like stand out even more and more.
Oh, absolutely.
They, for a lot of reasons. All of them good. And it's a good experience and a fun one. And there's cookie decorating going on too. It looks like that's fun.
Yes,
that's
you
a cool idea.
Yes, you can decorate your own cookie with 5 pounds of frosting if you want to.
Exactly. This is exactly what I would do.
Myself too.
This is a fun one, and encourage people to mark their calendars for this Saturday, December 7th, 8 to 11. They will be having the breakfast with the Grinch. Be sure to make plans for that. It's going to be a fun event. We're looking forward to it. We'll be highlighting and talking about that more and more in our morning shows and different opportunities to make sure you guys get a good crowd. And the Grinch is a little bit happier that day.
Maybe. Absolutely. His heart will grow 3 sizes.
Nicely done. Nicely done. We got some other events coming up too that we wanted to touch on.
Yeah, so we are starting our YMCA Youth Basketball League. And so if you want to sign up a team, we want you to get in there. We are looking for basketball referees. You can contact Baxter at the Y and he can hook you up with that. We generally have 2 to 4 games per night, Tuesdays and or Thursdays from January and February. We're also looking for lifeguards, lots of them. Mm-hmm. If you are interested in lifeguarding and helping other children learn how to swim and maybe teaching a class here and there, you can sign up for that. You can call in and talk to Marty. She can help you with that. And then, Chrissy, I'll let you talk about the youth sports that are coming.
Yeah, we got a lot of youth sports coming up, and I know how much this area loves these events. What do you got for us, Chrissy?
So we have micro sports. This program is for 3 to 5 year olds with parent participation required. Wednesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:15. And the cost with that is $25 for a member, $40 for a non-member.
Okay.
We also have pickleball. For boys and girls, they'll learn how to play pickleball through drills and games. For grades kindergarten through second, Tuesdays from 4:30 to 5:30. And grades 3 through 6, Tuesdays from 5:45 to 6:45. The cost with that is $35 per member and $50 for a non-member. We have a one-day volleyball clinic. To come learn the fundamentals of volleyball, grades 3 through 6. And then we have a cornhole tournament. That one's passed.
Okay. Still a lot of different things going on in the area, a lot of sports going on, and looking forward to all of these. Not only do they give us an opportunity, the kids opportunity for to get out, and especially in the winter when there's just so few opportunities to get out and doing things, it gives them something to look forward to. Certainly is something too for adults out there, because we always could use good people for these and volunteers for these
Absolutely.
Events to be able to put these on. And when it comes to those types of volunteers, Tracy, Chrissy, from what I've learned and understood over the years, we're not looking necessarily for experts, people that know every single thing about the sport. You don't have to be a vet in this stuff. It's helpful to know things, certainly.
It might be good to know how to actually play basketball.
Might not be a bad idea. But you don't have to necessarily be Michael Jordan. You don't have to be somebody that knows the game inside and out. Really, if you are willing, if you're wanting to work with kids, if you're wanting to do this kind of work, I mean, I would say that that's even more important than knowing the rules.
Absolutely.
And that's stuff
and
that you can
learn.
We're
always looking for coaches. If you want to coach your own child in any of the sports, or you want to coach your own child in basketball, they're always looking for coaches. We're looking for the refs. Like I said, lifeguards, swim instructors, those kinds of things. It's a good idea to like water if you want to be a lifeguard.
Yes, yes.
And to know how to swim yourself. But we will teach you that if you need to learn prior to the lifeguarding.
And that's just it. Really, with whatever we're talking about with our why today, it comes down to that. They will work with you, whatever it is that we're working with. If you are looking to volunteer and you only have so many hours or so many, your flexibility isn't what it is, maybe we'll find an area for you to be able to, a time frame that'll work with that. Coaching is the same type of thing. And certainly to the community as a whole, you guys knowing that the why is open for you. The why has so many different things available for you to be able to take in. I really feel like I feel very confident in saying anybody out there listening, there is something for you at the Y. whatever it is that you're into, whatever you like, whatever age you are, there is something there for you. And I encourage you to reach out to the Y and find out more. SWCYMCA.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage and follow them on social media. Well, more of that a little bit later. One of the other things I wanted to talk with you guys about, and we're speaking with Tracy and Chrissy from the South Oconee YMCA. One thing in particular I wanted to make sure to mention that I always try to with our Y, and we're always encouraging more and more members. And there are people out there in our community that want to be a member but worry about price, worry about if they can afford it and some of those things. And I cannot encourage you enough to reach out to the Y and find out. The Y wants to work with our community. They got to keep the lights on. That's important, but it's not a business. We're talking about a nonprofit, and we're talking about a place that wants it more and more people. If you are curious, if you would like to see, and well, maybe I can be a member of the Y. Reach out, find out.
Anybody
they work with
can
you.
Be a member.
Yeah.
Anybody can be a member. We have a membership for all program. You just stop in, talk to the ladies at the front desk, and they'll be able to help you out. You might have to bring some proof of income to help them to decide, you know, how much of a discount we can give or where that falls. But anybody at the front desk can help you with that, and everyone is welcome. I mean, you need a place to, you know, just hang out because it's raining all day and you need a day pass. Just come in and do that. You're more than welcome.
And that's a great idea, too, if you're looking to just check things out. You haven't been to the Y before and you want to see what this is all about. What are they always talking about here and everything? You go and check it out yourself and see with that day pass. And I almost guarantee make plans because you're going to be back.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It is one of those
you're
places.
You're going to find something to do.
Yeah. There really is something for everybody. I can say that very confidently. And when it comes to the events that are going on there, keep in mind the Y has an amazing staff, a very creative staff. But a lot of these ideas oftentimes come from guests and come from people that are coming to the Y and the community
itself.
So if you have thoughts, if there's a class that you think would be really good for the Y or a program that would be good or something like that, reach out to the Y and pitch your ideas. They'd love to hear them.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to just jump back for 1 second, James. We had our Halloween at the Y event this last Friday on the 25th, and it was a great event. We had 867 people attend, which is a huge part of the community.
Wow.
We were able to donate 675 pounds of food to the Focus group, which is the Feeding Our Communities with United Services here in Wisconsin Rapids. And so I just want to say thank you to the community for being supportive of that event. It was a really great turnout, and I hope that everybody attended had a really good time.
Oh, it's so good to hear. I saw some great pictures. I saw some stuff on the Facebook page. It was really good.
Fantastic costumes.
It looked like a blast.
Yeah,
it looked like
good.
A really good time. I was actually going to ask to wrap up with that because I know that I'm a big Halloween guy. I love the opportunity for kids to have fun and wear their costumes out and everything. But the idea of attaching that, you could just have the event. But
right.
Something that our Y does that I appreciate so very much is using that opportunity to also not only help out those less fortunate, those that could really use that food, but also get another example for adults to show kids what it is to be an adult.
Absolutely.
All those little kids that attended with their parents and everything, they're there, they're having a good time. There's squirrel,
probably,
you know,
yeah,
they're all over the place.
We I would say had half of the parents who came were in costumes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good on them.
So,
good on
yeah,
them for
absolutely.
Doing that.
So everybody was dressing up. It was like what was that I just saw? But there were a lot of really cool costumes.
So they're not just seeing mom and dad can have a good time. Mom and dad can be fun and silly too. But they're also seeing mom and dad or whoever their guardian is donating food and what it is to be a part of a community, what it is to be an adult and everything. So it's a great opportunity for that. And here they don't even see that. They don't even notice that. Maybe it's subconscious or whatever it is. But they're there to have a good time while also doing that. It's something our Y does very well, combining those worlds. I really do appreciate that. Chrissy, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind. I see that your focus is childcare.
Yes.
So you haven't been with us yet. When did you start at the Y?
So I have been at the Y for 10 years as a childcare teacher. And then recently in July, I became the associate childcare director.
Cool. Congratulations for one. And that's
thank you.
Cool. This is something you've been doing for a long time. You have a passion for.
I do, yes.
Right on. We need more people like that in this, and that's really cool to hear. So, Chrissy, I'm curious, so what are some of the services you guys do over there?
So we do licensed childcare. We have several classrooms from infant through school age. We offer days of no school. So when school is not in session, we offer days of no school care for those school agers.
That goes a long way in this community. We all, I don't have to get into childcare in this area and in the state, and people know how much that, and we need more and more of that. That's a huge asset to our community.
Thank you.
And being able to deal with a wide range of age of kids, that's not something everybody can do. I have a lot of friends that are teachers, and they teach a specific age for a reason, like that. You know, I admire that. That's good. Does that also? I imagine that also, though, is part of what brings you to the job. The just the different ages and the different things that come up. There are no repeats in your world.
Right.
Every day is a little bit different. I imagine. When it comes to those services, those things that you're doing when the kids are there, imagine coming up with a lot of different projects, some of that. That's an everyday thing, I'm sure.
Right. We do a lot of outside time. We do story time. We do lots of activities with them, arts and crafts, different games, keeping them busy.
Giving them so much to do at the Y, too. I would imagine some of that is focusing them. Like, it's not so much they're going to have things to do. They're going to keep busy. But, it's hard for me to focus when I'm there sometimes. I can't imagine for them. So that's got to be a key part of this, too, I bet.
Yes.
The time change always makes things fun.
Oh, God, yeah. I can only imagine. I didn't even think of that. Oh, gosh, yeah, I bet.
Everybody's mad yesterday and today. Everybody's just mad.
Where is that hour? Where
exactly.
is that? Oh, I can't. Exactly. We were talking about this, too. For kids, it's got to be, because so many of them, especially young kids, are just trying to figure out what time is, let alone you tell, wait a minute, I lost an hour? I just figured out what an hour is.
Why isn't my lunch here? Yeah, I'm ready for a nap. Yeah.
That's great. Chrissy, thank you very much for that. I appreciate hearing some of that and everything. And certainly we will give people your information before we wrap up and how they can reach out to you. And Tracy, as we're wrapping up here, one thing that I did want to note as well about the Y is it is a great resource for all these different things and so many things we didn't even have time to talk about.
Absolutely.
I really cannot stress how much there is something for everybody there. But there's also, it's a great hub, whether, you know, in certain times of the year, renting Camp Alexander out is something that you can do.
Yep.
And I've been hearing more and more, it is becoming a hub for our birthday parties.
Yes.
You can have your birthday party at the Y.
Yep, we do. So we have.
Is there an age limit on that? Real quick. Is there?
No, no. You can have your birthday party there, James. It'll be
thank
fine.
You, Tracy. Thank you for that. Thank you. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Is no age limit. You can have one if you're 1 or 100, whatever you want to do. We have Adventure Center parties where you can rent the Adventure Center, and then you get one of the rooms next to it to like have your cake and open presents and things. And then we have pool parties so they can swim. And they can have that, and then they can go in the other room that comes with that, the kitchen, and they can open gifts and things like that in there. So yeah, birthday parties are all the time, and we have multiples of them on the weekends. So you just have to call the front desk and talk to Vicky, and she can help you take care of that.
And it sounds like something with the popularity of that, you want to get in on that. You want to get that
Absolutely.
Reservation in soon.
Yeah, you need to reserve ahead of time, yeah, because just, you know, hey, I need to do a birthday party next week. That might not work. It might work out, but I'm not going to guarantee that.
You know, I don't want anybody to miss out on it, of course, but I think that's such a good problem to have. That's great to hear. That's going. We don't have enough places in our area like we used to when we were kids or anything to be able to host these things. It's a really cool idea for the Y, and really great for the community. It's another one of the extensions of things you guys do over there. For everything that I think anybody out there knows about your local YMCA, there are so many things that our local Southwood County YMCA does that I think are above and beyond. Whether it's here, it's in other locations. Just really appreciate what you guys do so very much. And again, there's so much more that we haven't even gotten a chance to discuss.
There's things all over. Go to our website, swcymca.org, and you can just click on our webpage, and it will give you the many millions of things that are going on there. Times, pricing, what's free, what's not, what's included in your membership, anything. And if you have any questions, you can just call the front desk, and they can absolutely help you out with anything.
And we is that where to go to send people for information for either of you? Just send them to the front desk there?
Yeah, the front desk will guide you to wherever you need to go.
That front desk number is 715-818-9622. That is 715-818-9622. You can find our Y at 601 West Grand Avenue. You can't miss it. You're going down the road. You're going to see that beautiful big building right away. And encourage you to attend. Encourage you to get on over there. Check out the Y, especially if you haven't done so before, and see all the great things that they have to offer to you and yours. And be a part of these events when they're coming up. Make plans for them and be a part of your Y. Support those that support us and support this community like our Southwood County YMCA does. Tracy, Chrissy, thank you so much for the time.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate it.
And a special big thank you shout out to our friends at Tri-City Services. Contact with them for all your heating, air conditioning, and commercial needs. You can reach them at 715-423-5840. That is 715-423-5840. Their Marshfield phone number, 715-387-4000. 387-4000. Reach out to them for all your needs. And remember their location, 3019 West Wisconsin 73, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.